This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. There's been a spike in children visiting emergency rooms with concussions. The rate rose more than 50% between 2001 and 2009. Doctors say this could actually be a good thing, indicating increased awareness of the dangers of concussions. But there's actually a lot we still don't know about the injury and its long-term effects. Ashley Kleek visits researchers at UAB who aim to change this. It's the latest in our series on football and concussions.
There are injuries that Katie Cardinal can see.
All right.
Cardinal is the athletic director at Oak Mountain High School. Today she's working with their football team, wrapping one football player's injured foot in white surgical tape. Another hands her a doctor's note, and she reminds him to take it easy.
You okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Then there are the injuries that can't really be seen, like concussions. Cardinal says if a player gets hit hard, or she sees him grabbing his head, she'll call him off the field and ask him a series of questions. She shows me a demo with the help of Hall Morton, a senior and safety on the football team. First, she tests Morton's balance.
All right, Hall, I'm going to have you pick up one leg, stand on one leg, same thing, close your eyes, 20 seconds.
Then his memory.
I'm going to give you 5 words to remember, and I want you to say them back to me 3 times in a row. All right, carpet, apple, saddle, bubble, blue.
Carpet, apple, saddle, bubble, blue.
Good, again.
Carpet.
And finally,
apple.
His vision.
You're going to read these numbers just like you would read a book.
Cardinal pulls out a small booklet of eye tests. The first test is easy. An arrow leads Hall's eyes from one number to the next.
5, 4, 1, 8, 0, 4, 6, 3.
The last
five, nine,
is difficult.
Seven, five,
random
four,
numbers
two, seven,
are confettied
three,
across
two,
the page
six, nine,
with no
four,
visible line.
One, four, five,
Cardinal
one,
times
three,
how long
nine,
it takes
three,
Hall to
four,
read.
8, 5, 5, 1, 6, 3, 1.
Very good.
Cardinal relies on these tests because athletes sometimes don't want to come out of the game, so maybe they won't report a concussion. These tests can indicate if a player has a concussion. Besides these signs, there are no clear indicators of a concussion, no cheek swab or definitive brain scan. Scientists at UAB hope to change that by studying the VOR system. That's Dr. Claudio Bussettini. In his youth in Italy, Bussettini played a lot of sports, including the European version of football. You know, soccer. Now, Bussettini is one of the lead researchers at VOR Lab at UAB. They're focusing on the vestibular system. It's inside the ear and coordinates balance, eyesight, and orientation. Mark Swanson is a professor at the UAB School of Optometry. He says it's a common myth that people who get a concussion lose consciousness. For some people who have concussions, their understanding of horizontal and vertical is altered. Sometimes they'll tilt their head to compensate. Many minor concussions are never reported, so the researchers at VOR Lab are looking for biomarkers, or parts of the body that change when someone gets smacked in the head. If they can find these markers, they can know when an athlete is healthy enough to get back on the field. And they can also start to track the long-term effects of concussions and how they can be mediated. The tests at VOR Lab are similar to Oak Mountain trainer Katie Cardinal's, just a lot more high-tech.
All right, let's here.
In the center of the room, there's a chair like a dentist chair, housed in a hexagonal box. The chair is hooked up to gadgets, goggles, and a joystick. Swanson explains how it works.
When we're doing this, basically it's pitch black in there. You can hold your hand right there and you can't see a thing.
Then the chair starts to move, side to side, and slowly spin.
And at the same time, we're here monitoring what's going on with the movements of the eyes.
Jennifer Christie, a pediatric physical therapist at VOR Lab, sits in the chair. She puts on the goggles that look like a weird scuba mask, and her pupils appear on a computer screen that records their movements.
We're gonna line everything up.
In a real test, a subject will be asked to look left, right, up, down,
here,
or use the joystick like in a video game to straighten a line of light. In other rooms with other gadgets, the scientists test an athlete's balance and muscle reflexes. The goal is to see what exactly a concussion changes in the body and how long the effects last. One goal, Busatini says, is to help trainers, coaches, and parents to understand how to keep athletes safe. When a player breaks a bone, it's clear, and it's clear when it's healed. The hope is that head injuries can become just as obvious. For WBHM, I'm Ashley Cleek.